going on, America? I am Graham Allen, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Dear America podcast. Should three-year-olds be allowed to Skype with doctors to decide what gender they're supposed to be? Should Bernie Sanders put off the Rocky routine and stop trying to embarrass himself on the internet? And should Taylor Swift be putting her hat in political topics of discussion, or should she stick to music? It's going to be a great episode today, so sit back, relax, and welcome to the newest episode of the Dear America podcast.
What's up?
What's going on, America? It is the Wednesday edition of the Dear America podcast. It is question day.
Question day.
I've really come
Jake,
to like
better
question
sound
days.
Effects than me.
You have cut me off again.
Sorry.
The
it's what
intro
I do.
To the show. This is my. No, I'm just kidding. It is question day, ladies and gentlemen. I have come to really enjoy question day, not only from a stress standpoint, because it takes up a lot of time. So it makes it kind of easier to fill the podcast, you know, with your questions. But a lot of times it ends up
it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. I enjoy it. It puts us kind of on the spot of what we're going to talk about, because we don't look at it until we actually get here. There's a lot of things to talk about today. Taylor Swift has become political. Bernie Sanders got took out by a punching bag, which if you're not watching on the video side, you're really missing out.
Oh yeah.
Let's see. Ilhan Omar apparently has had an affair with a married man. I wonder what Sharia law has to say about that.
Ooh.
And apparently a new trend with doctors having Skype calls with children as young as three to decide and take steps to change their gender. But before we do, I want to pick on my wife for a minute.
Me? Oh, no.
Baby, I love you.
Thank
you. But there are things about you, ladies listening, I apologize, but you know it's true. You are a typical woman in so many things. All right? So we just got a security system for our home.
Yeah.
All right. Just got a security system. Alyssa is notorious.
I don't know where this is going.
For not locking things. All right. She has had stuff taken. They didn't even have to break the windows to her car to steal the things because it's just open.
I call
they
that
just,
being smart. Now just, we don't have to worry about having to replace the
window. But we have to replace the stuff they stole. Anyway.
Not the window.
Alyssa has had stuff literally stolen out of her car. Still won't lock the car. So now we have a security system.
I do now
system.
For all listening, so don't come near my car.
Yeah.
No, yeah, please don't know where we live because you can easily get in there. Anyway, so we now for the first time have a security system installed in our home. So this morning, I opened the door to leave and I noticed the alarm system not going off. And I'm like, oh, well, I didn't disarm the alarm. So I went outside and I asked Alyssa, did you disarm the alarm? Because I want to make sure like the kids haven't figured out like the code
and
all that stuff. She goes, yeah, I did. And I really wish you would stop turning that stupid thing on. Like I'm inconveniencing her.
You are kind of.
We just got a state-of-the-art security system for the home, and it is an inconvenience to Alyssa.
Here's all I'm saying.
Oh, God.
We've been married 10 years. I'm
32 years
old. We've never had our house broken into. We're fine. And every morning,
the second
that thing.
It's when
that,
you say stuff like
every,
that. There it
every
goes.
Morning it goes off.
Poor
scares
Ducky.
Me,
he's gonna
scares
be duct taped and tied up to
scares
the post
Ducky.
When we get home.
You upset the dog? Like, there's no reason.
For
we
those
have
of you
guns.
Who,
we
who
can protect ourselves.
Do not
ourselves.
Know what our dog looks like. It is the most feminine, like little tiny useless animal ever. Like
but
Ducky
he,
is the kind of dog that hides behind you if somebody broke in.
But Jake,
I'm hypoallergenic.
Hypoallergenic dog.
Jake, testify how cute my dog is, though.
Super cute.
Thank you.
He's a weenie.
It doesn't matter.
He's not a wiener dog.
Weenie.
He's just a weenie. He's a little.
But he's so handsome.
Oh, God.
He really
handsome.
Is. He's so cute.
Anyway, hashtag Dear America. Let me know if I'm the one that's crazy. Because Alyssa looks at me like I've lost my mind. Anyway, if I sound like I am three octaves lower today, it is because my sinuses have been killing me. So I apologize for the that's going to happen a lot during this podcast. But let's get into the things that you guys really want to know. Let's get into questions.
You would do it so much better. I wish you would just
question
do it.
Question time.
All right. So we'll start off really easy, okay, today. We'll go around the table. What is the one food you couldn't live without?
Chicken.
What kind of chicken?
Fried chicken.
It didn't say specify. I love chicken.
No,
fried
you have
chicken.
To pick.
Grilled
no,
chicken.
That's not how this works.
Chicken fried
you
chicken.
You have to pick one food. One, fried chicken, grilled chicken is two different things. Like, you have to pick. You see, you're
okay.
a cheater.
Mama's fried chicken.
Mama's fried chicken. All right.
So good.
It's a close tie between steak and sushi, but I'm gonna have to go with steak.
Sushi.
Ew.
You do know that if you eat sushi too much, you get sick, right? Like it's
you couldn't
not good
live.
Never happened.
You could not live on sushi alone.
Pizza's yeah pretty close third on there.
I would go. I'd go pizza because
yeah,
you get
yeah
bread,
pizza,
cheese, vegetables with the tomato,
oh my
and
gosh
then meat and stuff. Yeah, pizza is the ultimate food.
I eat about once or twice a week. So
I shouldn't, but I do. Let's see. However, I will say, I don't know. Maybe this is something that happens. Maybe the audience can relate to this. I don't know if maybe like my just palate has changed, but like Pizza Hut and all these other places, they're just kind of ugh to me these days. And I used to like worship the ground that Pizza Hut lived on or walked on.
Mm-hmm.
But here lately, we've been getting it for like the kids, and I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be so good. And then I eat it, and I'm like, ugh.
See, I only like the stuffed crust with Pizza Hut.
But
Papa John's is becoming my new favorite.
Has Pizza Hut just gone downhill? Or have I changed? Did Pizza Hut change, or did I change? I need to know, okay? But either
maybe a
way,
little of both.
Pizza would probably be where I would go. Ooh, this is a good one.
Uh-oh.
Go around the table. Is it racist to say American-owned on your business sign?
My God.
How would that
my
be
God
racist? That's well, not that's talking about American.
Because it's got the word owned in it.
Oh, my God.
Owned
gosh
is now racist. You can't be a business owner.
So you're
that
a business
like
what? So what are you going to call yourself? A business purchaser?
A business
shareholder.
Practicer.
Shareholder.
Majority shareholder.
Oh, my
I.e.
gosh.
The only shareholder.
I own the shares.
I think it's ridiculous. No, it's not racist.
No.
And people who think it is racist are stupid. There's nothing.
Are they looking to cause a problem? Like, no one just looks that hard and tries without trying to cause a problem. Like, you don't just do that.
Well, there's nothing racist about being an owner of
yeah
something.
Imagine going to Germany and a store said German owned.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, if you own your home, is that racist?
Are
you insinuating that you own the people living inside the home? No, you own the house. You own the thing, right?
That's what I'm saying. They're
people
just looking
are not
to cause
things
a problem.
Like, you don't own the people that work in the business. You own the business. You own the opportunity to select who
yeah
works in that business. You pay them money. By very, very definition, that's not slavery. What
right
the crap are you talking about?
Anything can be racist if you twist it the
yeah
right way.
It's
no,
getting, I'm so
by
tired
very
of it.
Show me one slave that got a paycheck. I'll wait. Where?
I bet you I could find one.
What? Yeah, oh, God. No. No, you wouldn't.
No.
Being able to. No, I'm not even going to go down that path. It's not true.
Yeah.
Absolutely no.
People
is it
want
racist
everything to be racist.
All right.
These days they do. Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand. Like, why is it a bad thing to have worked and accomplished something to
it's
where
not
you have the ability and the status to
yeah
own a business? And now you're in trouble for being successful.
Well, we used to think American products were better made products
yeah
as opposed to China and whatever. So people would put that on their products like, hey, this is American made. You know,
you're
it's not cheap.
It.
We're proud of it.
So,
and support your own country.
So you naturally led into one of the questions here. Or this isn't a question. This is a topic I was going to bring up. You guys know that our friends at Alexa Athletica and Tommy Lahren and all them, they just launched this new Freedom line, right, that Tommy Lahren is the face of. And now there's a thing trending on Amy Robbins. That's her name. You know, she's a good friend. She goes to Turning Point events and things like that. Anyway, hashtag is trending now that apparently the stuff is made in China. And so people are freaking out about it, that it's the Freedom Edition and, you know, and
yeah
it's and it's made in China. I don't know. I don't have as much of a problem with it as people do.
I mean, branding's one thing. If
yeah
you're saying the quality of it is like American made, that's different. But if you're just saying like,
I don't think they
like,
said that.
No, they
American
did. I think it's just Freedom
Edition.
Line. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, but let's talk about it, right? So working with, you know, apparel companies for the past 3 years, I mean, I do. I understand and I know this stuff. It's freaking ungodly expensive to get base shirts and base leggings and base clothes that are American made. It is
right
ungodly amount of money just to get a shirt. For a shirt you could get for a dollar from China, it costs
yeah
you $10 for an American made shirt. And so you get these businesses, you know, Alexa Athletica is a successful business, but they're not a $45 million a year kind of business. And so these
no
businesses have to start somewhere. So why does it matter? to me. I could care less. I think it's even funnier that China had to make a product with America stuff on it. Yeah. You don't see America making stuff with China on it.
Yeah.
You know, and so if anything, I'm like, hey, I consider that a win to me.
I don't see why it matters.
Now, if you were sporting a business that said 100% right. American made, owned yeah. and made,
yeah. don't say
then
owned.
I could see, oh, you're right. Sorry, racist. Then I could see the problem.
Right.
But especially when you're a younger company, I mean, you got to start somewhere, man.
But again, that's just people looking for a problem.
Outrage like,
just,
culture.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, what
all right, next question.
I don't. Whoa.
Oh, sorry.
Apparently, Alyssa doesn't like the conversation, so we're going to move on, apparently. Let's see. How do I get you guys to come speak and or do live Dear America podcast in different cities and states?
Just call my agent.
Well, that's very simple. I have, email contacts on every social media page. So if you want to hear me speak or if you want the Dear America podcast Woo-hoo. To come to where you live and do a live show, simply contact us and let's see if we can work something
I'm
out.
I'm a little nervous about live things. I'm super awkward. So that should be fun and entertaining for all.
We're getting ready
he
to
performs.
Do our first live event. If you guys missed that announcement on Monday, we will say it again right now. September 15th. Houston, Texas.
Say a prayer.
First ever live audience Dear America podcast with Dan Crenshaw at the Crenshaw Houston Youth Summit 2019. You can go to Eventbrite right now and register. It is completely free, but it is booking up quick. The venue only allows so many. As of Monday, there were over 1,500 people already registered.
Probably a million by now.
Probably
I'm sure.
At least
they heard
a million
I was coming.
At this point.
They're flooding
and
the gates, man.
On a serious note, I don't know when the cutoff is, but either way, go to do that. Aside from that, Alyssa is already trying to back out over the thought of there being all those people in front of us there.
It is no secret.
No way.
It's going to be
That's what he said.
A good time. I'm super pumped about it. There's just something about a live audience that makes things really
nerve-wracking.
Really fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun.
Let's see. Ooh, here's a good one. True fan mail. How do you three sleep at night knowing you are polarizing partisan hacks?
Hmm.
Me too. I was included in that.
It said all three. I don't know. Maybe they're talking
about
Seth in the back there. I don't know. I sleep great.
I sleep with melatonin. So give me 30 minutes and I'm good
sleep.
To go.
Alyssa makes it sound like she hates her life and she has to drug herself.
No,
to go to
I
sleep.
Just can't sleep. Yeah.
I sleep fantastic because I don't consider us hacks. Polarizing, maybe. I'll give them that. You know, sure. Why not?
Polarizing is it's both sides' fault. Right, like the left has polarized themselves too, so it's default that we're polarized.
Well, someone has to call you polarizing for you to be. You know, you can't self-proclaim yourself. Oh, I'm polarizing.
Yeah.
So it's just people that disagree with us that call us polarizing.
I wake
I am
up
offended
every.
By that statement.
I wake up every morning at 3:30 thinking about climate change.
That is so
AOC.
Sad.
AOC, that's good. All right, no, I sleep great. You know, I mean you're the one listening to us. So,
I mean, back kind of hurts a lot.
They are on to
mine
us.
Mine too, and my neck since my
right. Right. I wake up quite a few times during
what
the
are you thought? What are you thoughts? What are your thoughts on the Bernie boxing video? ladies and gentlemen, if you have an opportunity, a video came out yesterday of Bernie Sanders like hitting like the bag. And he takes one swing at it, and it pretty much knocks him out on the thing.
Man, he went for it, man.
I will say, if we can be honest, all right?
He's old.
This episode, I really want to do something, not different, but I really want to focus on things. I don't like Bernie Sanders. I just don't. But we live in a culture now, on an age, to where people record everything.
Yeah.
And if people recorded everything that we did, there would be a lot of embarrassing things on the internet.
Sure.
The dude's 70-something years old, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, what did you really expect? Did you expect him to dominate that bag?
Right.
I mean, you know
what
I'm
saying?
Can you
do a backstory of why he was punching?
I have no idea.
To show how cool and hip he was.
Yeah. Nor do I care.
Well,
really.
That backfired.
I mean, he's running for the leader of the free world, though. So, I mean, you're under a little bit more of a microscope.
I understand, but I guess what I'm saying is, what do I think about it? It was funny.
It was funny.
But
it's funny.
I mean, what is it
his
really?
Little, ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, him swinging his hands in the air.
That really
know?
Surprised me.
Kind of thing. I don't know. But as far as what I think about it, I mean, I don't really care. I mean, if we're being honest.
It's the least of my concerns with Bernie Sanders.
But let's do something and have an actual conversation today. I think this will be good for the audience to hear, all right? Because this involves a person that we don't like and our president. But before we do that, let's get into our sponsor. The Amazon Capital One data breach just hit. 106 million of us just had our names, home addresses, and banking information exposed. Forget credit card theft. Your far greater risk is home title fraud. Title fraud is rampant because identity thieves figured out that the title and mortgage to our homes are kept online. Their big payday comes by forging your name off your home's title so it appears they own your home. Then they borrow all your equity till it's gone. Forget your insurance, bank, or identity theft program. They don't touch this. Home Title Lock does, and they do it by locking down your home's online title and mortgage. The first 60 days after crimes like the Amazon server Capital One breach are crucial. So I got you 60 risk-free days of Home Title Lock protection. Claim your 60 risk-free days of protection at HomeTitleLock.com and enter your home address to see if you're already a victim. That's HomeTitleLock.com, HomeTitleLock.com. All right, so AOC is back on Twitter. She took a break for a while. Some have argued it's because her whatever got fired and, you know, she wasn't allowed to tweet her own tweets. But anyway, she came out yesterday and she brought up something. You know how they say that tweet didn't age well?
Yeah.
All right. So basically people will go back years and find tweets of people. And so this is a good one. And I think it's worth talking about. So she tweets, "I'm so glad the president and I agree that the Electoral College has got to go." She brought up a tweet from Donald Trump, November 6, 2012. "The Electoral College is a disaster for a democracy." So let's talk about it. Let's talk about that. Let's be transparent in our conversations. Yeah, that hurts, right? I mean, Jay, I have my thoughts. Jake, I'm curious what your thoughts are when you read that. I know I'm hitting you with it, but I'd like your honest first impression.
You're saying that Trump said that?
Yeah, Trump said that
about
in 2012.
Obama.
Yeah,
about Obama.
Yeah, the Electoral College is a disaster for our democracy.
Yeah, I think presidents learn a lot when they get into office. Not all of them are military experienced. Not all of them know anything about the environment or even politics.
Trump wasn't always a Republican.
Right.
Yeah.
He was more of a middle ground Democrat, I guess you'd call it. But
yeah, he was definitely more Democrat leaning.
AOC, only a couple of years ago, only knew how to pour drinks. So for her to go back to when she was, 2012 and read some of her tweets. It probably doesn't age well, but at the same time, it's, 7 years later, he's learned a lot. He's the president. He has a team around him that...
I would say that although it looks bad, I would say that it actually proves the point more of how Republican values make more sense. And here's my point of that. He said that 7 years ago when he didn't really understand anything about how government really worked, right? Donald Trump was a businessman. Realty and stuff is the main area of which he lived his entire life. Then he gets into politics, and then you really start to figure out how this stuff actually works and why the Electoral College exist in the first place. I think it proves that people can change for the better when they actually dive into and understand why the Electoral College exists. If you're okay with 50.1% of the population telling the other 49.9% what to do, then you're right. We shouldn't have the Electoral College.
Yeah.
But the whole point of that, the whole point the Electoral College exists is to give the majority of states the rights here. If we didn't have the Electoral College, pretty much New York and California would decide the president every year.
Yeah, basically.
Pretty much. Yeah. Two states. If we get Greenville, I mean Greenville. God.
I love Greenville.
Greenland. Dang, Greenville. Greenland. If we get Greenville, but that's the point. Think about that. 49.9% of the country don't matter. Really? That doesn't matter? I mean, that's why people ask all the time in 2019, why do we still have the Electoral College? Because 49.9% of 350 million estimated, it's probably more than that, but estimated population, that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Hang on.
I also think
quick break here. Talk while I do this math.
Another angle of this whole deal is, how long it would take you to dig through Trump's tweets? 2012, How many times has he tweeted? 50,000 times? Yeah. Like, you're committed
to trying to find something.
So quick math. Quick math at 49%. That's 171 million people.
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling me that 171 million people don't matter.
Voices don't matter.
Their voices do not matter. Well, I mean, think about that.
To the left, 60 million people are racist, white supremacists. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why the electoral... I would love to have AOC in here and just have a conversation about this and simply ask her that question.
Have her make us some drinks.
So explain to me, AOC, how 171 million people don't matter. All you got to do is live in California or New York, pretty much.
Yeah.
And then all the rest of us, our voices don't matter about this country.
You see her driving in the country and filming it, saying,
exactly.
This is the Electoral College.
That's my point, is what that's why the Electoral College was created. So anyway, all right, moving on. One more question, and then we'll move on to other things. Let's see. No, that's just me and Alyssa question. No, let's do this. okay. We opened up the Christianity door, so we're going to talk about it.
Alyssa
loves it. She gets real, 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 real tense when we start talking about
it. I never know what you're going to say.
All right. What's your viewpoint on the prosperity gospel and how it's affecting our culture / politics?
Well, I don't know. Expand on that.
Well, the prosperity gospel, that's the, if you believe in Jesus, your life is going to be awesome. He's going to make you a millionaire and everything's going to be great.
That's
the prosperity
false.
Gospel, right? So, yeah, I don't really know how that affects our culture and politics.
I don't see that.
Well, okay, culture, I know how it does. First and foremost, the prosperity gospel is not real. That's not true. In fact,
I'm pretty sure everyone in the gospel had really, really difficult times.
Well, the Bible is very, very blunt when it says, in fact, it's the exact opposite.
You will encounter hard times.
When you become a Christian, buddy, it's coming after you. You know, the books fisting get thrown at you. Bad things happen to good people still, even when you're a Christian. I mean, that's just the way it works. How it affects culture, I think it breeds a generation that's very quick to abandon their faith, right? Because they're taught their whole life that if you believe this, then good things are going to happen to you.
Yeah.
And then the first bad thing that happens, they go off the rails, they leave their faith, you know, they go the exact opposite
direction. Well,
that's
religion, not relationship.
Right. But the question is the prosperity gospel in relation to culture and politics. I guess politics, it could be the same thing. You grew up believing one thing, prosperity gospel, life punches you in the mouth like it's prone to do. Now, all of a sudden, you've completely flipped your political affiliations based off the faith that you thought you had.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we see that a lot. I feel like me and Jake were talking about that. It was a while ago. But even with just Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever, you have some set of beliefs you grew up with in the home, but you were never actually grounded on that. And so then, when you go to college and you're punched with in the face with a professor saying, no, this is good morally, this is what you should do, then everyone's like, oh yeah, we do agree with that. And it completely flips you because you were never actually grounded.
I think
it's the same principle.
I think everyone goes through a bit of a thing here because we all start out, let's say you grow up in a super Christian home or a super, I don't know.
Religious.
Religious home. All right. When you're a kid, what you did, you go to church because your parents tell you that you got to go to church, right? I mean, that's why you go.
There's no option.
Yeah, there's no option. And then what ends up happening is, me and Alyssa have had this conversation. How young is too young for baptism and all this other kind of stuff? Because I do. I was baptized when I was 10 years old. I'm not even really sure if I understood enough to really understand what I was doing in the first place back then.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's one of those things. It's individually based.
It
I'm
is.
Not saying that a 10-year-old couldn't want to do it. What I'm saying is there are a lot of parents that are like, ooh, baptisms are happening. Timmy, get over there.
Let's get this off the list.
Let's get this off the list.
And you're saved.
So what ends up happening is very early on in whatever religion it is that you believe, even if you don't believe in a religion, your parents are atheist or agnostic or whatever it's called.
Right.
Excuse me. Devil's trying to capture my voice. All right.
Get out of here, Satan.
Anyway, all right. What I'm saying is you end up mirroring what you believe it is that your parents and the society in which you live wants you to emit, right?
Mm-hmm.
They want you to be this way and do this thing a certain way. So you automatically don't really believe it. I mean, you do, but you don't have a relationship. You just see the relationship that your parents have.
Modeling.
You're modeling
just
it.
Just going through the motions.
So then if you believe a prosperity gospel and preachers preach the prosperity gospel, which is not true, then you get punched in the mouth. Your parents get divorced. I don't know. One of your best friends dies in a car wreck. I mean, you know, who knows what it is? Something happens. You know, unfortunately, in 2019, a sexual assault happened. Who knows? All right. Something terrible happens in your life. And then you're left with this question. Well, I thought that I'm a Christian, so everything's supposed to be good for me. If Jesus really loves me and wants what's best for me, why would this happen to me? And you're not taught the realities of situations is that we are Christians living in a terrible place. And we view everything now as this huge deal. When Jake, me and you have had this conversation, when Jesus deals with eternity, right? And so the time we spend on this earth, if you're a Christian, if you're a believer, it's very, very small, very, very minute to this thing. So in the grand scheme of things, does Jesus really care about rich? No, that's not a good way to say it. If someone's sick, we believe Jesus to heal them, right? Because we want them here.
Right. We're on our time.
Yeah, and then they pass away, and we think, well, Jesus didn't heal her or heal him. But if you're a Christian, you believe in eternity with Jesus, what if Jesus just brought him or her to him, and then they've got eternity to be happy and
pain-free? Well, I love what our pastor said about that, because it was a question I struggled with. I actually put on my story, is that it's not our job to heal, because we're not.
Yeah.
So it's our job to hope. And we hope, and then Jesus heals, or
yeah,
Jesus he feels.
True. But maybe Jesus answered the prayers, just not in the way that we wanted him
but
to.
But if you go all the way back, I think it's the parents' job to make sure that children are grounded and do know what a relationship looks like.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you do breed just wishy-washy, you know, abandon your faith mentalities.
I think another thing, and this is outside of religion, I think parents need to do a better job of showing real life to their kids. Age appropriate, of course. You know, you don't want to tell your 8-year-old, well, the truth is, buddy, mom and daddy, we're not getting along right now. You know what I mean? Like you don't want to do that. But I think what happens is parents, we try to shield our children from everything. You know, don't argue in front of the kids, which you should not fight in front of your children.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, once your kids get a certain age, let them know. Let them know. Reality is we don't always see eye to eye.
Right.
And sometimes we got to work through some things.
They need to
see
that, because they need to see how to healthily engage and argue.
Right.
That's okay.
But Christianity or religion in general, whatever faith you believe in, it's the same thing, right? Like if you portray it like it's this amazing thing and you're happy all the time and Jesus has just done all this and you never had to figure out how you're going to eat tonight and stuff like that, you're really doing your children a huge disservice, because when they get out in the real world and they get punched in the face for the first time, metaphorically or literally, they don't know what to do, because their whole world is crumbled at that point, because they've been raised their whole life thinking.
Agree, but if you go back, you may not feel happy, but you can teach them how to have joy despite the situation.
But if you don't show them that it's not always, as
that's
Rocky
modeling
would say, sunshine and rainbows, then what are you really doing? Anyway, we got off on a tangent there. I hope you enjoyed this philosophical segment of the Dear America podcast.
Yes.
But anyway, that's just my thoughts. I'm not a preacher. I don't claim to be. That's just what I think. But before we get into the real juicy segments of the day, let's hit another sponsor.
Yes.
TacPack is the premier monthly subscription box for military, tactical, and Second Amendment enthusiasts. For just $49.95 a month, they ship you at least $100 worth of gear from companies like 5.11, HexMag, Mission First Tactical, ArmaSpec, and America Grip, to name a few. They ship out AR-15 parts, everyday carry tools, knives, cleaning kits, and a mix of other tactical gear and apparel direct to you. Sign up before September 1st to make the deadline for the next pack. Included is an item from Adaptive Tactical that will stock your AR up. Yes, stock is a hint. American-made shooting gear from our friends at OST, survival gear from Survival Frog Company, 5 awesome items for the self-reliant individual. Go to TacPack.com, and when you use the promo code RANT at checkout, they will ship you an ABKT folding knife absolutely free. So if you're into tactical gear from the best companies for half the price, TacPack is for you. Go to TacPack.com and get the September pack today. TacPack.com, TatPack.com, offer code RANT. And we're back.
Woo!
All right, let's shake it up a little bit, you guys.
Shake
what do
bake.
You guys have to talk about? Alyssa, you
shake
go first.
Shake and bake.
You're
all
more
right.
attractive than Jake. Go.
That is
Come on.
True.
Come on.
Okay, so let's talk about the woman who fell off a balcony while practicing extreme yoga. So
what?
There is a student, a college student.
Oh, God, go figure.
In
Stupid.
Mexico, who did survive, so it had a happy ending, after falling 80 feet from a sixth-floor balcony while performing a yoga pose over the balcony
what
railing. So
That's
yeah,
natural
they,
selection, man.
Her chakras
You can
were
see
not
the shot.
Aligned.
You can go online, like you can look. So she was 23 years old, and apparently, according to the tweet, the woman was practicing extreme yoga. The picture was taken. She was putting the weight of her legs, which are bent, like she was literally just hanging, like so dangerous. I don't recommend
Why
this.
Why did you just, like the
I
other
don't
way?
Know.
You know, like inside.
That's not Silly extreme
balcony.
Yoga. That's safety
All I'm
yoga.
Saying is, Graham, don't you feel bad for, no, not really. I mean, natural selection's a real
crazy.
Thing.
Right.
I mean, the dumb people take themselves out. You know what I mean? There was a comedian one time. He was like, you know, people with parrots. Today, they're scared of everything. You got safety scissors. You've got all these locks on the thing. Back in the day, man, you'd run around with scissors. You'd get knives and everything, and some made it, some didn't.
Yeah.
And that was just the way it was, man. You know, some people made it, some people didn't. Wow.
Okay, I have a funny, but we're going to talk about this for a second. This is an interview that was just done. It was 6 hours ago at midnight last night, so yesterday, I guess. 1/3 of employees would prefer a casual dress code over a $5,000 pay increase. Let's go around the room. Graham?
Sure, I would, because most people end up paying thousands of dollars through the year for clothes anyway. Because, God forbid, you don't have but like two really nice things, so you just float them out. I think people spend a lot of money to dress a certain way at work.
That's
so,
true.
I mean, I could see that.
I think it depends on where you work.
Well, yeah, that's
yeah.
true.
Like, if you work in San Antonio and you got to wear a button-up and a tie every day,
Heck
you know,
no.
compared to Chicago, the yeah. money might be more valuable in a place like that.
I would
more
definitely not.
Colder.
I don't care. I want to be comfortable.
We dress
money.
Like yeah. hobos in
we
the
do.
Studio anyway. Everybody here at the studio, it's so funny because, you know, they all wear like super nice
they dress
things
so
all the
cute.
Time.
Well, the girls.
And then we all walk in here. Well, Alyssa looks great, but me and Jake walk in here looking like, do you have any change?
Change, please.
Yeah, yeah.
Help us. Sir.
We look like the help. We were like, yeah, we heard you guys need something moved.
What's so wrong with a t-shirt and blue
there
jeans?
There is nothing wrong
nothing.
With that.
I think
that is the Southern way.
It makes us look relatable. Hashtag Dear America. Who do you trust more? People in a slightly political t-shirt and jeans or people in suits? You can be honest.
I agree. All right, you ready for my funny?
Yes.
A Washington man who reported his truck as stolen was arrested. Plot twist. After police determined he was robbing a store when the vehicle was taken.
Wow.
He literally came out after robbing a place, called the police, reported his car stolen, and then after they went through all the police footage, they were like, wait a minute, on surveillance, it actually showed this guy
wow.
was taking things from a store, so he got arrested. And you know what? The thing is, I don't know if they got his truck back, but he was booked for burglary.
All right. Dang. Wow. Jake?
Well, I got a little segment here called Fake News versus Real News.
Okay.
Ooh, I like it.
Got it.
We'll read you some stories.
All
you
right.
tell me if it's
me
fake
versus
or real.
Alyssa.
Competition.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay. Atlanta, Georgia. CNN host Brian Stelter mistakenly blamed President Trump for the network's falling ratings Sunday, accusing the president of killing millions upon millions of people that otherwise might have tuned into CNN.
This goes with that therapist the other day that said Trump's killed millions of people.
I'll go true.
I'm going false.
It is false.
Hey! 1-0.
Blast.
Here's one. George Mason University. They're hosting sexual chocolate sex ed event as part of the freshman orientation.
What the heck is that?
Like teaching how to melt chocolate and pour it on you.
Oh,
you
my
know.
Gosh.
What a great course curriculum.
I yeah. bet you
this
that
is the
course.
Best college in
is
the world.
That an elective?
I was gonna say, I bet it's completely full. I bet there's a waiting list for
yeah.
that class.
I'm saying that's definitely true.
That's true. Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey,
you know, Mississippi State had a wine tasting program. My alma mater, Hail State, football's coming. But anyway, they had a wine tasting elective, and it was like 2 years. Like, you could never get into the wine tasting.
That's pretty
one.
Sweet
Go ahead,
class. All right. CNN apologizes to Stalin and Mao after comparing them to Trump.
True.
Ooh, CNN.
Did they apologize? Wait a second.
True.
Yeah, I'll say true.
It is false.
Oh, dang
it. I was going to go false.
We went too low on you, CNN.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. The state of Idaho must pay for a transgender inmate's sexual reassignment surgery.
True.
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 Yep. Figures.
AOC plans to campaign for Bernie in the Midwest with the slogan, DSA in the USA, y'all.
What?
What the?
DSA, I guess, Democratic Socialism.
Yeah.
In the USA, y'all.
True.
True.
False.
Dang it.
And then this was my last one.
Terrible at this.
A man's pickup truck was stolen while he was busy stealing items from a business.
It's true.
It's true.
Yeah,
I still won by one.
But you know what that says? It's hard to distinguish between fake news and real news.
That's right.
So do your homework.
That's right.
All right. So, all right.
They were all fake.
Go around the table.
Hang on. I want to do one more. I'm going to add to yours. See if y'all get it.
Excuse me. Hold on. Let me just take my headphones off.
Okay. Go ahead. Okay. Long toenails are trending. True or false?
God, I hope not.
Toenails?
Toenails.
I don't want to talk about this.
The answer is true. It's disturbing and we don't know why. You're welcome.
What's wrong with people?
I don't know. Stop, Graham. Are you okay?
Oh, it's so bad. Why would...
Just letting you know. Like, that's what's trending right now.
Doesn't that feel weird in your shoes?
Ew, like it would crush...
I don't want to talk about it.
Graham doesn't like nails.
No, we're moving on.
He doesn't.
Okay? I don't want to talk about it.
That's awesome.
I don't want to talk about it.
What you got, Graham?
Oh, God. No, I can't do that one now after what we just talked about. It's disgusting. All right. Let's move on.
Was it about eating?
Yes. Let's move on to Bernie Sanders. I can't do it, guys. It's so gross. Okay. Wow. All right. Bernie Sanders. Hashtag Dear America. Am I the only one that finds that disgusting? I mean, it's gross. Let me know. All right. Bernie Sanders. Real tweet. This is really where this man thinks. And I'm curious what your thoughts are. All right. The prison phone industry is a monopoly worth. Oh, sorry.
Monopoly.
Prison phone industry is a monopoly worth more than $1 billion a year. Corporations are getting rich, denying people access to their loved ones. As part of my plan for justice and safety for all, we will make prison phone calls and other communications free of charge. Thoughts?
Maybe if you like did it every once a month or something, or once a week.
It wasn't going where I thought it was going. I thought you were going to say he was going to do something crazy, like give everybody a cell phone in prison.
If it's free.
That's probably what are you talking about? That's exactly what it was. I will make prison phone calls and other communications free of charge.
I don't know
if
the other communications
means cell phone.
You could abuse that. You know, you could be in there every day calling people. But if it's like once every week or 2 weeks, I mean.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I don't know.
Graham is not. His face is showing.
I don't care. You broke the law. I mean, you know, there are consequences to breaking the law. Yeah,
but I don't know enough about...
You might not get to talk to your loved one every time you want until your money comes in or whatever. That's part of breaking... Why are we getting in this society where we want to make prison this okay place to be?
Yeah, but I don't... I mean, they have visitation... I mean, I know some don't, but they have... I don't know enough about the prison system to speak to
either
that.
Either way...
Because they have visitation. I know they get phone calls.
When?
So I don't know.
Do you know what it used
wanting.
To be like back in prison? You went to prison
you,
one
Graham?
Time, and you didn't ever want to go back. You broke rocks for 18 hours a day. And you know what I'm saying? I mean, that was it. You were chained up to everybody else, and you broke rocks for no reason.
Yeah.
You would move... 1,000 pounds of rocks from one spot to the other every day. Like, that would be what you did.
I think Bernie's just he has a team of people just digging through every possible nook and cranny of every industry trying to find something.
What if they didn't murder somebody? What if they just did a normal crime? So, have them out there breaking rocks just like everybody else and teach them not to do it again. I'm not saying don't let them talk to their family, but I'm just saying, boo-hoo, you don't get to talk to them every night on the phone.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just curious what he's proposing.
We've got military service members going to war back when the war first started, and it would take a month turnaround for communication.
That's
4 weeks in, 4 weeks back out. So
that's
you
true.
Can write a letter, and it would take 2 months for it to come back to you with a response. But you're concerned about people who broke the law?
That's true.
Having amenities that make prison? No. I could I could care less. I'm sorry. If you're listening and you went to prison or you have people in prison, I'm not saying that you don't deserve to talk to them. I'm saying prison is not supposed to be a fun place.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a place that's bad that you don't want to go back to. And that's part of the prison problem now. We've got people that get out and they don't know how to live outside because they get 3 guaranteed meals a day, TV, internet, all this stuff, and then they go right back in.
Would you steal a loaf of bread to feed your family?
Either way, still.
Okay, let's
you
just say.
Also, you wouldn't go to prison for a loaf of bread being stolen.
There's a lot that goes into that revolving door, too. It's not just that black and white. But I will say, I think they do have things in place. So I'm just curious what he is proposing.
Is it a cell phone for every
Then
prisoner,
I disagree with that because that internet, you can't trust that.
Smartphone.
You just can't.
No. I don't know if he's saying all that, but.
Are we going to not deny drug dealers their drugs in prison? Are we animals?
They're Americans,
yes,
too.
They're Americans, too, and it's their God-given right to smoke that crack if they want.
To have a cell phone.
Yeah, by God. No. Okay. All right.
Oh, man.
All right, let's get into some of the big stuff here.
Cool.
All right. Here we go. Children as young as 3 could soon get sex change advice from doctors via Skype. Demand for these appointments have skyrocketed.
In the U.K.?
In the U.K. currently, yes. It's in the U.K. right now. But the U.K. is always the first in the progressive side of things, trying to radicalize stuff.
I'm sorry.
If you don't think that it's fixed it, same thing with the Drag Queen Story Hour started in the U.K. and now we're starting to see it here.
Wait. I'm just trying to get, because we almost took Anna Grace to a doctor because y'all know she was sick yesterday if you follow us. And she is 5. And
She will come in here snapping fingers. I'm turning 6 in 2 weeks.
But if I took her to the doctor, she doesn't even know her symptoms at all right now. So they're going to say, are you coughing? She's going to say no. Why? Because she don't want a shot or she don't want medicine. So she's not going to. So we're going to trust them, though, to just go in at 3 and say, I mean, what are they?
I watched my 8-year-old try to be a pterodactyl on FaceTime the other day with his grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing.
I don't trust anything that comes out of these children's mouths. Nothing.
That's just unhealthy. And on the whole, everyone even agree. I don't care what gender, whatever you identify as, everyone can agree. I hope that's just not healthy, like for the child.
Every day it changes with children. One day they love Batman. The next day they've hated Batman their whole lives. You know what I mean? You didn't know that, Dad? Gunner has had his favorite color change about 49 million times. All right, it's red. His favorite color. So we buy a bunch of red stuff. He hates it. It's black. It's his favorite color.
Now it's blue.
Buy a bunch of blue black stuff. Then it's blue. Children do not have the mental capacity. You have to be at least 16 with parental consent to get a tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at 3 years old, you can freaking decide what gender you want to be?
Or you can have a consult?
Are you kidding me? First of all, it is not the parents. Parents have no authority, period. None, not a zip, to decide what gender their kid is. That's God's job. They're already what they're supposed to be. Oh, there's a difference between sex and gender. Shut up. No, there's not. You're idiots, period. You are what you are. Sorry. You can sit here and you can do emotional stuff with me all day. Well, I feel like a woman, but you're not. Well, I feel like a man, but you're not.
Okay, but
you are what you are.
But my point is, no matter what, if you have common sense, I don't care what you identify as, you should be able to see that's not healthy for the child.
Exactly. 74% of people that went under any type of hormone change, gender change, or whatnot, by the time they hit puberty and puberty's over with, they wish they hadn't done it.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? You are a freaking nutcase when you're a kid, much less a teenager, okay? You are a psychopath. Your hormones are off the charts. Your brain hadn't even developed all the way. How can you sit there and say that a person whose brain has not developed all the way is capable of making decisions?
Yeah.
I watched my 3-year-old son walk into a wall with a blanket on his face. Did he back up and take the blanket off? No. He backed up and walked right back into the freaking wall. These are not people that should be making decisions about what gender they need to be and how to take steps of puberty blockers and all this other kind of garbage that messes them up for forever. And then they go around murdering cats and stuff for the rest. No, I'm out.
I was just going to say, it goes back to what you said last time, though, is it always starts in the home, because obviously they're not, somebody is pushing some kind of agenda of, are you sure? And that creates confusion. Are you sure you're a boy? because you're playing with dolls. Oh, you can't be a good daddy? Like, do you know what I'm saying? Something's being pushed.
Oh, here's another thing. Well, if your son's playing with dolls, maybe he should be a girl. No, maybe you should let him play with dolls as a boy because eventually he's going to have kids and maybe he'll turn out to be a good dad.
I just said that.
Psycho. Did
that
you?
Is, yeah, I did. But that's good. That's right. I applaud
that. More blunt.
You did.
Anyway, all I'm saying
more
is
aggressive
being
nature,
a woke parent most of the time means that you're a crappy parent.
Yeah. That percentage of suicide is what I always come back to with transgender, the transgender community, because it's around 50% in all transgender people. And then they do the surgery, and it's right around that same 50% mark.
Yeah.
So that to me is like the biggest indicator that it doesn't fix the problem going on inside.
Right. Why don't we try to identify why people are feeling like they're actually a woman when they're a man or vice versa instead of going, well, I'll just get a surgery and change it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not talking about like conversion therapies and all this other kind of garbage.
No.
What I'm talking about is why in the world do you think that you're a woman when you most obviously are a man?
Well, is it a bulimia, you know, when they look down, anorexia?
Yeah, that's a good question.
It's like, you know, they literally see themselves different. So,
but again,
if you do,
yeah, it's body dysmorphia and stuff.
Yeah.
Weightlifters deal
with it. But again,
that's
I mean, hopefully that's down the road. If you go back to the original, though, we're talking about a child.
Yeah.
And they're just not capable. They're not any brain person who studies the brain, counselor, therapist, psychologist, psychiatrist, anyone, doctor should be able to tell you this is not a good. Who are the doctors? Is what I want to know. Who are agreeing to do this?
They're doctors that want money. They're making money doing it, and they're like, whatever I got to do to my money.
Baby talking, or are they like, what was your blood pressure last time you checked?
How could doctors go and murder children in the womb because they get paid to do it? That's why.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. I when I was 3 years old, I could barely walk and blink at the same time. So,
aren't you glad we left that place a couple hundred years ago?
Jeez. Oh, goodness. All right. So, speaking of family and stuff like this, so reports are now coming out. Now, let's be totally honest and non-hypocritical here. All right. It's innocent until proven guilty. Right. I'm not saying that Ilhan Omar actually did do this kind of thing. But reports are coming out because she is named in a divorce paperwork as the mistress of the married man that this woman is divorcing. And this person was he worked for her campaign, Ilhan Omar's campaign. Like he was a Democratic like political consultant. Like that's his business. And I want to say that the number is they paid him $230,000 to his business or something.
I think that's what it was.
Plus,
yeah.
They footed the bill for all plane transportation for him to go everywhere with Ilhan Omar.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So she's named in the... Now, is it completely possible that he was purely just a political consultant? And he went, well, yeah, that's possible. But what I do know is that she's named in the divorce hearing in the divorce paperwork as the other woman. I made a joke earlier and I was like, I wonder what Sharia law would have to say
about that. What her family would think.
To be completely honest, all right, when it comes to politics, I don't care if she had an affair. I really don't. Okay. I just don't. I mean, do I agree with it? No. But do I think that her having an affair with a married man would make her any less of a congresswoman? Not really. Not necessarily. So it's not so much that I have a problem with. The problem that I have is the talks of her possibly misusing campaign funds to fly around somebody that she's having an affair with. Because if that had come up about a Republican congressman or congresswoman, buddy, boycotts, calls for resignations, and all this other stuff would be enacted immediately.
Yeah.
And I think that this is just the sheer hypocrisy of the left, right?
Yeah.
It's not that she had an affair. At the end of the day, hey, morally, yes, it's wrong. It's terrible. You shouldn't do it. But does it really make you a bad congressman or congresswoman? Probably not.
Well, she says all the time how Trump, you know, hates women and causes all these issues for women. He's a sexist. Well, you just ruined a woman's life.
Yeah.
If it's true.
Yeah.
You know?
And then the other thing that I want to focus on is she is arguably the most outspoken hater of America.
Yes.
If this does turn out to be true, it's a dang good thing she lives in America.
No kidding.
Because the faith that she claims to have and all this stuff, I'm pretty sure stoning is the Sharia law for such a thing. man, it's a good thing you're in America for that kind of thing. You can cheat on whoever you want to cheat on in America. Nobody's going to kill you for it. Mm-hmm. You might lose some money, you know, in the long scheme of things, but nobody's going to murder you.
Right.
But I would hope, I mean, I get what you're saying. That's true. This is just the side of me. Like, I hope who I would vote into office, though, would have a strong moral fabric about them. And I know what you're saying. You're right. Because you can do a job. You can still be a good teacher, social
work, all that.
But you know what I would? I mean, that's for me. Like, that would, like, I would hope.
Well, yeah, yeah. That's a personal preference. And I'm not
it
saying
that's
it's
why
not,
I said it's
I'm
me.
Not saying it's not
me.
A powerful preference. What I'm saying is when you really just boil down to the ability to do a job, I'm not necessarily sure who you choose to sleep with. It's same thing with homosexuality and stuff. Do I agree with it on a religious level? No. Do I think it impacts your ability to do a job? No. You see what I'm saying?
No. Like,
you know, does it mean that you're not the right person for a status or a job?
Yeah, but to me, never mind. This is gonna, because like, if you're cheating on someone, to me, that's like, you're lying, you're being deceitful, you're being manipulative, like you're doing all these things in quiet and secret. But it doesn't matter. This is I said this is a personal thing.
Again, I am not justifying it. What I'm saying
is, no, I know
is
you're not. I
everybody
got where you're
lies.
Going.
Everybody has skeletons in the closet somehow, some way. That if the wrong people got a hold, I mean, that's everyone. Everyone has done something, said something that they're not proud of in their lives. That's why I am 100% against this going back 10 years of things people have said. You mean to tell me a person can't be a different person 10 years later?
Or they can't change and grow,
if you
mature.
Are truly a Christian, you mean to tell, and me and Alyssa have had to deal with this, you mean to tell me that in 24 hours, a person can't have a heart change and be different? Well, then you're not really a Christian.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that is 100% true. Yeah. People can change. What I'm simply pointing out here is the hypocrisy that is the left and Ilhan Omar. If this turns out to be true, then she misused campaign funds for a lover.
Mm-hmm.
If this turns out to be true, the very faith that she claims to hold so dear, the only reason that her life is not in trouble is because she lives in America.
Yeah.
But yeah, she hates America so much. That's what that to me is the two big points. I'm not getting on a kick of someone that has an affair with a married person shouldn't be in car. Then you'd have to kick out 90% of Congress,
which
probably.
Which is sad, by the way.
Which is sad. I'm not saying it's not. Sad. But even in the military, shoot, divorce rate in the special operations community of the military, sky high.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you were really to go down that road, you wouldn't have a lot of people employed in a lot of places. As sad as that is, again,
we're not humans.
Not getting on the moral standard of it. I'm getting on strictly, we're talking about, we got to be able to compartmentalize in our discussions.
Right.
Talking about,
I said personally.
Talking about the job. All right. I don't care if she had an affair, whatever. You know, what I care about is if this turns out to be true, I mean, hypocrite. And it's a dang good thing you live in the greatest country in the world.
Yep.
Hashtag Dear America. Let us know what you think about that in Ilhan Omar. Oh, Taylor Swift. We got to get into Taylor Swift.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people want us to talk about Tay Tay.
Tay Tay, what you done, girl?
Hey, you need to calm down.
Sorry.
Why you got to be so mean?
Why you got to be so mean?
Oh, man. I'm just getting teardrops on Jake's guitar over there.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, hey. Do we have bad blood?
Yes. That was
all
good.
Right.
Good job, guys.
Hey.
You got one, Jake?
Hey.
I already said. Why you got to be so mean?
Lover of Ilhan Omar, I guess you and your wife are never, ever, ever
getting back together.
Oh, we could do this all day. All right. So Taylor Swift has, in the VMA, she won Best Music Video Award for that ungodly massacre of a You Need to Calm Down video, which portrayed every Trump supporter or conservative as, you know, toothless hillbillies, and that, you know, the gay community lives in a Teletubby Fantasia Land trailer park.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
under constant harassment.
Under constant harassment. Either way, so she wins award for Best Video, and she goes on stage with a lot of different members of the LGBT community, or the LGBTQ community. What's the actual term? Because some places say LGBT, some places say LGBTQ.
You're supposed to add the Q.
You're supposed to add 67
other
letters.
But the most common one I know of is the LGBTQ.
Either way, there was this really hilarious moment where John Travolta tries to give the award to the wrong person. I think it was the dude that looks like Taylor Swift. I think he tried to give the award. The award.
Oopsie.
I mean, to him. And so, anyway, point is, she gets on there and she basically calls out the White House up there. And she's talking about the Equality Act. And, you know, she's like, because you voted for this video, that proves that the majority of America believes that this act should be passed. The White House has responded and said that the act that she's actually talking about contains a lot of, I think it's poison pills, which is a clause you use in bills and stuff like that. Basically, there's some really terrible things in there that they're not, you know, that they're not realizing. And that's why they haven't passed the bill yet.
I hate to tell her, but the majority of America, Tay-Tay, probably ain't watching your video that much. So
again, all right. So to be fair, here's my issues with it. And then I'd like to go around the table. Hashtag Dear America, let us know what you think about Tay-Tay getting political. I don't care that Taylor Swift's getting political. I don't. I think she's dumb. I don't care if she's getting political. Everybody has the right to get political. If you want to use your platform to be political, cool. Here's the problem I have is the reaction from the mainstream media over it. A couple years ago, when Taylor Swift was still very much considered, at least, to be a Republican, conservative, Christian girl, Kanye West, who at the time was way, way liberal, comes out, ruins a speech for her. And, you know, I mean, you heard a lot about Kanye West, but, you know, at the end of the day, it really wasn't this thing. She didn't get a lot of airtime about what she thought and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. Fast forward, now you've got liberal Taylor Swift, and by God, the whole world is going to listen to what she's got That's to true. Say. Didn't nobody interrupt her during that speech?
Yeah.
And that's my point. To me, that's the weirdest thing. Republican, or at least perceived Republican, Taylor Swift, gets embarrassed, gets interrupted. The whole world focuses on Kanye. They don't really give a crap about what she thinks. It's just about, oh, you ruined this little girl's music moment. Now, liberal Taylor Swift, by God, she is expected to be a role model for young women to get out and vote for Democratic or liberal politicians. You see what I mean? Like, do you see the narrative difference?
Yeah.
And that's me. I guarantee you that if Taylor Swift was a major conservative, she would be thrown under the bus
for sure.
Every major media, TMZ, CNN news outlet ever.
That's true.
But because she is now a liberal,
TV and music industry is primarily liberal.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, but that's the point of the media bias. That's what I'm trying to point out.
Yeah, media bias.
Media bias. You look at the two different Taylor Swifts, the perceived conservative, because they did. Everybody just assumed Taylor Swift.
Well, she was a country, started out country music.
She started out in the country music world. She was this goody two shoe girl, couldn't do nothing wrong. You know, she was innocent.
Tables have turned.
She was perceived as this conservative person.
And now Kanye is the conservative.
Yeah. Oh my God, I know. Like, what's
Miley Cyrus.
Don't talk about
her
in my
presence. In the Hannah Montana days, she was just assumed to be a, you know, country Hicks daughter, you know, that she probably most likely was a conservative or a Republican, right? But now you've got super liberal, obviously a lesbian now, or bisexual Miley Cyrus that's pro-abortion and pro-Planned Parenthood.
No grounding in the home.
Now she's polarizing figure that is a model for young women to stand up for their bodies, to stand up for the ability to murder children. That's what I'm getting at.
I feel like it's just one of those, like, it's what's hot on the train right now of trends. Because if everything was conservative trend, like everything was super probably conservative and we're all against liberal, then I feel like they would, most of them would turn that tune.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying they would, I don't know, but that does seem to be like, how grounded are you actually if all of a sudden the tide turns?
Yeah.
That's what I'd be curious to find out.
Yeah. That's what I think. I think, you know, hey, whatever, let her have political views, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, all right, let's do, how much time we got, Jake?
We should wrap up here pretty soon.
Okay. Jake,
you're
every
over.
Time I ask Jake,
you're
he
over.
Always says, he never says, no, we're good. It's always, probably should.
You always ask around the hour mark.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So you like an internal clock.
No, it's because Jake keeps looking at his phone and his phone is open. So it's very obvious. All right, so let's end with this last little news thing.
Cool.
Tidbit.
And then we can close it out there. And this is a discussion. Hashtag Dear America, let us know what you think. New Jersey school district considers not serving lunch to kids with over $20 in debt.
What? You can't do that.
What do you... Well, you just gave away where you think about it. All right. Let's go around the table and let's see what you think.
I really don't think you can do that. I know you can't in most states.
Well, New Jersey is its own planet.
I mean, first of all, $20 seems like... You know, that's how many days.
I'm not going to lie. I was like $50 over at the public school
maybe,
we went to.
Maybe like $100 or something like that. But you still got to give them peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Well, here's what
something.
Ours did. Our school district back home, and shout out to Mississippi, we may have done something right. You couldn't get your report card at the end of the year unless you were fully paid up. But they were always going to feed our children. Like, that's a child.
Yeah. Yeah, like peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and call the parents. Say, hey,
your
kid hasn't.
I think
you can't
that
hold food
I think
from a child.
You pay the kid, or you pay the kid, you feed the kid, and then you know you go after the money. But I think that if the parents don't settle up the debt at a certain time, then you go after their credit and stuff like that, like it is everything else. Well, then you can turn it over to creditors and stuff. Like there is repercussions for not.
And if you can't afford it, you can prove that, and your kid can get the free lunches.
Exactly.
True. But then again, we're obviously not talking about those people. We're talking about the people who make enough money where they have to pay for the school lunches.
Yeah.
Look, some people are just absent-minded because we have a lot of children.
Yeah.
So sometimes that $50, you just kind of forget. So have grace on us. But we always have to pay up, I mean, to get report cards.
Yeah.
So.
Basically, you got 90 days. Every quarter or something during school or something like that, you got to pay it up or we turn you over to the creditor. I mean, it's simple stuff.
Yeah.
Simple stuff. No, definitely don't take it out on the kids. Not the kid don't have money.
Exactly.
You know, so, yeah, wow. Okay, we actually agreed a lot more than I thought we were on that. I thought that would be more of a discussion.
Who's going to agree on not feeding
a
child?
Jake might come out of
left
field somewhere and be like, put him to work.
Suspend it for a week. Figure out how to feed yourself.
Anyway, I apologize. I thought that would have been a lot more.
No, that's good. I think we're good. Jake said we can wrap it up.
Okay, all right, fine. I guess we will tease and we'll talk about this next podcast. Chanel Beauty selects transgender model Teddy Quinlivan for ad campaign. We'll talk about that next week.
I'm sorry, what was that last name?
Quinlivan. Anyway, all right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for this episode of the Dear America podcast.
And don't forget, next week is Labor Day Monday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, real quick, we will not be having the podcast on Monday. Monday is Labor Day.
Enjoy your holiday.
The Monday's podcast will come out Tuesday.
Woo,
so basically, you'll have two podcasts back to back, Tuesday
Lucky.
And Wednesday next week. We hope you enjoy your long weekend with your family.
Have a great
time. Subscribe to this podcast. Tell a friend. Give us 5 stars. It helps us in the ratings. Alyssa, where can they find you?
Alyssa Allen on Instagram.
Jake.
Producer_Jake on Instagram.
And I am Graham Allen. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Dear America podcast. And we'll see you all again next time.
Bye.
See
ya.